Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm probably most excited for this part of the field days, Bob.
I'm nervous. We've been building it up the past week. Field days, helicopter rides, they're a tradition. We couldn't get a real helicopter. I have the cheapest remote control helicopter available at Renmark Toy World. And we're about to take flight, Brooke.
Now, how are you feeling about this? Because you did just say to me, and I quote, oh, hang on, safety first, and then put on a bike helmet.
I'm wearing a bike helmet. Look, we mentioned this earlier in the show. There is a issue with the balance of the helicopter. At some point between filming our video on the Facebook and Instagram and yesterday when I was test flighting, basically you're looking at when a spinning top is losing its momentum and it starts to just sort of wobble around. It does just start to trip on its own propellers and does sort of have that instability at about 2 feet up in the air. Now, I did replace all four rotor blades last night, hoping that we might have fixed the problem. Hopefully I don't crash into your car, Brooke, but I'm just going to take it as high as I possibly can. Right now, I reckon the gods are smiling on us because I can't feel a slight breeze whatsoever. The helicopter is only graded for indoors and no weather whatsoever.
Look, it'd be fine. Technically, it's starting off under a little roof, so that's indoors, right? That works.
I reckon we give it a crack. Cut right. My mic and I'll run over.
Bob, you head over there. I would just like to point out as well that there is not anything to hit here at the field day site except for my fiance's car. So if you're listening, Corb, then we'll try and avoid it. We'll be fine. All right. He's going in for the flight. Helmet on, safety first, of course. Power up, Bob. Here she goes. Oh, it's up. So the wings, what they call the little, it's spinning, right? It hasn't taken off air. We're trying again. And it's up, it's in the air, and it's down again. We're not getting more than about 30 centimetres of height here. I'm not really sure. Bob's saying he's very confident about this. I'm not so sure. I wonder whether the propellers have been put on the wrong way because it is literally crashing directly into the ground. He's going in for the throw instead. Hopefully the wind will catch it. It's been thrown, it's in the air, and crash landed onto the ground. Technically, we got 3 seconds of airtime. Technically, it was off the ground by about 6 feet. However, I think with the throw incorporating to that, I'm not quite sure if that actually counts, Bob. He's on his way back. How are you feeling, Bob?
Just like the real field days.
There you go. That's the field days experience right there.